Hello, Eagle fans. Welcome back to NCCUEaglePride.com's podcast page. As I'm Chris Hooks, play-by-play voice of the NCCU Sports Network. We're talking bowling with the head bowling coach here at North Carolina Central, Karen Sanford, as her squad had another successful season here at NCCU. Coach Sanford, how are you doing? First of all, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Chris. How are you? Happy to be here.
Well, it's summer. Beautiful weather outside again. Just if you could take the fans back to this past season with your bowling program and tell me how you felt it went and if you had what your goals were and if you reached them.
Yes, well, we had a great season. We came out strong this year. We first tournament of the season, we won first place in Norfolk State's tournament. We are returning all our bowlers this year. Laverne Jones, our anchor, this will be her last season this year. Toria Silver, this will be her last season again this year. But we made our goals this year. One of the goals was to make the MEAC championship, which we did. So we were pleased with that. And one of the goals for this season would be to last longer in the championship. So like I said, we had a happy season. The girls were excited. And we're adding one scholarship player to the roster this year and a couple of walk-ons. And looking forward to it.
Again, we've been going through that transition. This is the first official year for us at Division I. And again, I guess for us, it was really not changing about, because the lanes don't get different in Division I. They don't change. You're just going against some better teams. But you got to face almost every team in the MEAC on your way up. Well, what were some things you noticed about your first year at Division I as far as bowling is concerned?
Well, like I said, most of the teams we had run up on in tournaments anyway. So it really wasn't a surprise as to what we saw out there. It was interesting to see where some of the recruits landed, you know, some of the players that you were looking at. But really, we were surprised that Norfolk won. We was looking for someone else to win, but we was glad that, you know, someone on our side actually won the tournament this year.
Yeah, it's interesting. Norfolk State wins the bowling championships, but Maryland Eastern Shore is still able to come back and win the national championship. What can you say about that program? That are you using them as a barometer as far as like building the program up? I mean, they've won two national championships in recent memory. I mean, they're doing something right there.
Well, a lot of their players are international players. Their bowling coach is no longer with the program. She's at another institution. So one of the former players, the coach, I don't know if she'll stay. She was acting at the time. But it'll be interesting to see what happens with that program.
Looking at your program again, we talked about Toria coming back, Laverne coming back. You got some strong members of your team coming back. Laverne made the All-MEAC squad this past year. Again, you're going to have a lot more depth when you look at who you're bringing in, and I guess the sky's the limit for your team?
We hope so. We're looking to place even more players on the All-MEAC tournament team. Like I said, we got big things in store for the players this year, and we'll be hosting a conference match this season, which is something that we have not done. So we're real excited.
Chris Hooks, play-by-play voice of the NCCU Sports Network, with the bowling coach here at North Carolina Central, Karen Sanford. We'll have more with Coach Sanford when we return.
Hello, my name is Billy Ruffin, owner and operator of B&R Janitorial Service, located in Durham. For over 20 years, B&R Janitorial Service has been a fixture throughout the Triangle as a first-class commercial cleaning business. As head equipment manager for the football team, I've seen a lot of mess in my days. And like the Eagles, if you need the job done right, we're the one. For more information, call 919-477-5894. And B&R Janitorial Service is a proud sponsor of the NCCU Athletics.
Welcome back to North Carolina Central University's podcast interviews as we continue on with the bowling coach here at North Carolina Central, Karen Sanford. And Coach, summer here at North Carolina Central, what are you doing this summer? How are you doing it currently? And I guess so. Just is this the time of the year for you to relax and recruit sort of and keep the program up?
Relax somewhat. Like I said, you still have to look forward to next season. You know, I got my eyes on a couple of players for next season. Because like I said, we'll be losing three because Crystal Richardson will also be graduating. So we're looking to fill some spots.
When you look at just getting prepared for a season in the summer, what are some tips you have for your student-athletes as they get ready? You know, they're on their own back home doing whatever they do during the summer, working, going, taking summer school classes. What are some things you have them do to keep their game up?
Well, I can't ask them to practice. I just hope that they are practicing. You know, they knew some things going into the summer that they needed to work on, so we talked about it. So hopefully they're doing some of that.
What do you feel like for this team and program to make some steps forward in the MEAC? Where can we improve as far as the bowling game is concerned?
We have to become more mentally tough. And like I said, we have to capitalize on some spares that we're missing. So those are the keys to the game.
All right. Well, is there anything as far as a message you'd like to get out to the Eagle faithful that are listening to this podcast?
Yes. Support the bowling team. We'll have a first conference match in March. I think it's March 2nd and 3rd. It's a Saturday and Sunday. I'm not sure the exact date just yet. And place to be determined, but we will be having a home match this year.
We'll certainly be there with as the NCCU Sports Network is always around. Coach Sanford, we appreciate you taking the time out today and wish you the best of luck this summer. And we'll talk to you as school gets back.
Thanks, Chris. I enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.